We are learning Mesechtes Soita Daf Yud Gimel on base, and we are beginning approximately 7 lines from the top in the middle of a line. It says, what they do with the Atzamas of Yosef, they buried Yosef in Shechem, covered with Shechem, until to this day. Yosef at Tzadik's cave is in Shechem, covered with Shechem. Ma'ishtov Shechem, Vasev Shechem, Om Rav Chama Bar Kalino, Mishchem Gavu, he was stolen from Shechem, L'Shechem Nachsev Edasai, and we returned him to Avedit to Shechem. Now, if you look at the Psukim, like Rashi speaks out, that really, it was from Doison. It says in the Pasuk that Yosef goes looking for his brothers in Shechem, he comes to Shechem, and they're not there. And he got lost, and he finds a Malach. The Malach says, V'yema ish nosu mizek, kishemati oimrim nelcha doisono, v'yelech Yosef acha echo, v'yem tzayim v'doison. That's what the Pasuk says. So the Maaseh was taken from Doison, not from Shechem. So Rashi asks this question. Rashi says, really, it was in Shechem. Doison is just referring to their ideas, and the dinim, how they were conspiring, there was a conspiracy, conspiring is a real word, conspiring? Yeah, they're conspiring how to kill him. That's what Dosis means. Loshon of conspiracy. That's what Dosis means. Dosis is just not name of a place. It's the name of the thing they were doing. The brothers were conspiring to kill him. That's what means Dosis. Bavada was from Shechem. And therefore gets buried in Shechem as a place that it was a Shavah Saveda. Zot Gemara, Koshu Kray, Dodi, Stira Tupsukim. Ksimon, one pasuk says, V'yikach Moishas, Asmash Yosef Imai. That means, who took Yosef out of Mitzrayim, the tzomais of Yosef out of Mitzrayim, was Moshe. V'chsev, this is another pasuk, because Asmash Yosef, Ashehelu B'nai Yisrael, Meretz Mitzrayim. The pasuk says, V'es Asmash Yosef, Ashehelu B'nai Yisrael, Mitzrayim, Kavru V'shchem. So it sounds like the B'nai Yisrael took him out of Mitzrayim. Who took him out of Mitzrayim? Moshe or the B'nai Yisrael? Anyone who does a mitzvah, doesn't finish the mitzvah, and someone else came and finished the mitzvah, Mala alava kosav al shagomru, like the Mala kosav that the one who finished it, kilu also, he did the whole entire thing. The one who finished it is kilu, he did the whole thing. That's why one of the pshatim, why the Gemara at the end of Nazir declares if a main is bigger than the bracha, one of the pshatim are because the Gemara. The Gemara is netos char kulam because whoever finishes up is kilu also. Rabbi Eliezer, Amir, someone who's not finished the job, not only is not called Ashmai, but Afmai, read the Ma'aseh Megdlasa. How do we know? The Chassid, it says in the Pasuk, that Yehuda tried to save Yosef in a certain way, threw Yosef in a bar to die. But then Yosef, when Yehuda saw the caravan coming by, he said, Ma betza, what are we going to gain from leaving here? Let's take him out and sell him. So, in truth is, he saved Yosef, but he didn't finish the job. He sent them to Mitzrayim. And because of that, what was the next parasha after that? Yehuda. And we learn from there that Yehuda was Yared Migdulasai. He was the king of the Shvatim. And Lemaisa, they were upset at him. They said, you started saving, we should have saved him completely. And now you see our father is in such a bad state. It's your fault. And because of that, he's Yared Migdulasai. So you see, someone doesn't finish the mitzvah, is Yared Migdulasai. Rasul Achmeni Omar, Afkar Vish Debonav. The Chassid says also by Yehuda, same parasha. By Thomas Bashua, Ish Yehuda, his wife died, and two of his children died. Chassid, by Yomis Ervainan. Omri Yudam Rab, Peyman Nikar Yosef Atzmais Bechayav. Why is it called bones in his lifetime? We call him bones because he says himself, Alisim is Atzmaisayim is Eretachem. This is when he's talking. He calls himself Atzmais.
What do you call
him? Yosef called him Atzmais Bechayav. Yosef said this. Yosef told his last will and testament was, Alisim is Atzmaisayim is Eretachem. It's a lotion of Yosef at Tzadik. It says, V'yikach Moshe is Atzmais Yosef Imoi, Ki Ashbe Ashbe Ashmei Yisrael Leymar, Poki Yifchir Kim Eschem, V'alisim is Atzmaisayim is Eretachem. That was when Yosef is alive. So we see Yosef is called Atzmais in his lifetime. So what's that reason? The Kamrile Avdecha Avinu. It says when the Shvatim were talking to Yosef, they didn't know who Yosef was at that point. So it says in the pasuk that Yehuda said, "V'hayu keroisik in an arva meis, v'aridu avadecha es sevas Avdecha Avinu v'yagun shayla." So he called Yaakov Avinu a eved to Yosef, and Yosef took it all with a straight face, and he should not have taken it so easily, even though he couldn't blow his cover. But it seems like he didn't. He took it with a straight face. So that was a tain on him, on his level, and therefore he's called out Tzomis in his lifetime. Why did he die before his brothers? Because he was Noyeg Besrara. And the Gemara in Pesachim says, someone who's Noyeg Besrara, he dies early. The Gemara says that 4 kings were in the time of a Navi. 4 kings, like the Navi outlived all 4 kings. The Gemara says, why? Because anyone who has a Rabbanus, a Rabbanus' job is not such a good job for Rikhasam. because someone who's in the Hinig Vesrara is not a school of Arichas Yom. So look at the Gemara Vayitav. Yosef Hurad Mitzrayim. That's what it says in the Pasuk. That Yosef was Hurad Mitzrayim. He went down to Mitzrayim. And we dash like this. Omer Rav Elazar, I'll take you Hurad Elahayrid. Shehayrid, it's staying in the power of Eglosim. He was murdered other people. Him coming down to Mitzrayim caused that Stigna Pari to lose their job. Why? Because by the story of when Pari had his dreams, they called in Yosef and he was placed at a chalayim, and they all lost their jobs. They all lost their gedula. So he was hired at Stigna Pari of Eglosim. It says in the Pasuk Gosim, Yekneu Paitifar Siris Pari, that he bought, the Siris Pari bought Yosef. Yekneu also Kenyan. What was he buying for? Rav, Shekonei La'atzmai. He really bought Yosef for himself, for Mishkav Zachar. That's what he bought him for. And Bog Avril v'Sirsoy, or there's a different lashon, v'Uparoy. V'Kitzah, he came. Gavril came and made him in that he couldn't have. He was Masaris him, and therefore he couldn't be with Mishkav Zachar with Yosef. Bog Avril u'Piroy mikaraksev Patifar v'Soyif Patifara. It says also that Shal and Girsa either go with Girsa, but either way, Mikarok, how do we know? Mikarok said Paitifara. Afterwards, he was came a Saris, he was called Paitifara, which is Lashon of Paroi, which is a serious Yisera, as it says in Rashi, a serious Yisera. Rashi is not Gairis, Bo Gavriel, but seriously, only Gairis, Bo Gavriel, or Piroi. Back upon him, either way, Paitifar bought Yosef for Mishkav Zachar. Why? Because he liked the Yefi of Yosef. That's what Rashi says. L'mishkav Zachar Matech Yefi of. And what happened was, the Malach came and took care of the Indian to make sure that it's not possible for Paitifar to buy Yosef for that reason. It says the Mishnah, Milonu Godol Mi Moshe. Who is bigger than Moshe? And who was buried Moshe? Akaris Baruch himself buried Moshe. When we dash some psukim in regards to Moshe Rabbeinu, it says in the Pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu davened to Hashem, begging him to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael, v'aschanan el Hashem. And it says in the Pasuk, v'ayim Hashem elai. And Hashem said back to me, Rav Loch, you have plenty. And that was basically telling Moshe Rabbeinu, just stop diving right here and you don't go any further. So I'm Rav Levi, b'rav b'ser, b'rav b'sru. Rav Bisa, Rav Lechem, Bnei Levi. We'll explain what that means in a second. Rav Bisu, Rav Loch. When Korach came to fight Moshe Rabbeinu, so Moshe Rabbeinu told them, he said, what do you need? Rav Lechem, Bnei Levi, you have enough. Why do you need the Kuna also? Why do you need the Kuna also? You have enough. Rav Lechem, Bnei Levi. And I guess it was a little insensitive, Avada on his level, it was a little insensitive telling them like that, Rav Lechem, you have enough. It's like the Mepharshim say, if someone wants to have more ruchnias, don't say you have enough ruchnias. Don't say that. There's always room to grow in ruchnias. Rav Lechem, you have enough. So that was a little tiny on him. And therefore, Berav Bisru, when Hashem told him, Rav Loch, you want to go there so you want ruchnias? Rav Loch, enough. And that was a midah k'neged midah. And the Gemara dashes other drashes from the word Rav Loch. Dov acha, Rav Loch, Rav Yeshloch. There's another Rav coming in, a money Yeshua, which means like this. Your tefillahs may be a gavaldik, but we have another melech who's waiting the wings, and when his man comes, there's no room anymore for anyone else. And therefore, like Rashi brings down, Egiya malchusa yishal Yeshua, ve'ein malchus negas b'charvatam. And one malchus is not negaya in someone else's malchus. Since his time is to become king, so therefore, Rav Loch, you have a Rav Loch, you have a malach ready, Yeshua. Dovad acha, not upset. Rav Loch, so Yemu Rav Kama Kosha Talmud Kama Sovereign. It's not Derech Eretz that it should look like the Rav is so stubborn and the Talmud is also stubborn. It doesn't look good. So therefore, don't dominate anymore. The Taina of Moshe Rabbeinu to Kosh Baruch and Moshe Rabbeinu, that discussion. Moshe Rabbeinu wants to go into Eretz Yisrael and Kosh Baruch is saying no. So stop davening because it's not Derech Eretz that the Ravs look like he's not listening to the Talmud, and Talmud is so driving everyone crazy so much, driving the Rebbe crazy so much, that's not Derech Eretz. But Kol Kach Lama, Lamaisa, these type of thing, we have these Einshim over here for Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't do anything, like he hardly did anything. Kol Kach Lama, Tana Rebbe Shmuel, Lefum Gamla Shechna, which means like this, Lefi Koyach HaGamal, you add the Masai. So also, Lefi Tzidkis, of Moshe Rabbeinu, we are medaktik acharav. For small things like Rav Lechem and these things, we're medaktik acharav because he was so big, we're medaktik even the smallest things. So, Gdarash Pesukim by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says on the last day of his life, Yemar Lehim, Ben Meyav Esm Shana Anoi Chayim. I'm 120 years old today. What's also an Hayoyim? Shane Tam Lam Hayoyim. Just Hayoyim is teaching us Hayoyim Malu Yomai Vishnoi Say. Today was completed 120 years. Limbo is a Kaz Baruch, Mashlim Shana Sayim Shal Tzadikim Yom Yom Vachayash Chayash. Tzadikim Vazaycha, that the Mashlim, their days from day to day and month to month exactly. The Chsiv is Mispar Yemecha Amali. They get the full years and the day they're born, the day they die. It says about Moshe Rabbeinu that he says Le'uchal oy lots of lava. It can't come back and forth anymore. My lots of lava, even lots of lava, ma'amish. They couldn't walk back and forth. Achsiv. Well, Moshe and Bemei and Vesem Shana Moshe. He was 120 years when he died. Le'nos lechay. His lechay. His freshness. Nothing happened to it. He was still fresh like a young person. Achsiv. Another thing says about Moshe's strength the day he died. It says Vayal Moshe Ma'aris Ma'ayel Harnavoy. He went from Aris to Harnavoy. Tanya Shtein Moshe Ma'aris Hashem. There was 12 steps up this mountain. Upasa Moshe V'siachas did in one step. So he was very strong. So what does lots of love mean? He couldn't go back and forth. Of course he'd go. He'd come in and out. He had full kaiches. Loinos Leichai. He walked up the steps. He was full kaiches. Or Moshe Ma'achmein Avayis and lots of love it. But the means the retirees. And Avishas Tav Mumenu Shari Chachma. The gates of Chachma were taken away from him. The Shari Chachma of Torah were taken away from him. It says in the Pasuk, Vayelch Moshe v'Yoshua, Moshe and Yoshua together came, v'yisyatzu v'yomayit, stood by the El Moed. Tana, Oysa Shabbos, that was the last Shabbos, some say he died on Shabbos, Oysa Shabbos shall du zugi hoysa. It was a day where there was two leaders that day. Nitlo Shush v'zeh, Nitlo v'zeh. The Shush was taken from one and taken from the other. Rashi says, Shnei zugei, Shnei chaverim hayu, Paschos v'yoyim was the Moshe. Beginning of Yeshua. Beginning of the day belonged to Moshe, end of the day belonged to Yeshua. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amali Mikra Kasa, if not from first or Pasuk, Efshalo Imroi, you wouldn't be able to say the following idea. We're going to say a certain idea about how they carried Moshe. You wouldn't be able to say, if not, it's Mucha from Sukkim. Because Hecha Moshe Meis, where did Moshe die? Mechal Kasha Ruven. The Chsev says in the Pasuk, Vayal Moshe Vavas Moyev El Har Navai. Now, where was the Navai? The Navai, Mechal Kasha Ruven came. The Chsev says in the Pasuk, Umnei Ruven. Bnei Ruvain, they built, let's read the pasuk inside. Bnei Ruvain, Bonu es Cheshbon, ves Elalei, ves Kiryasayim, ves Nevoi, ves Baal Ma'ayin, Musa v'Hashem. It says Nevoi. So Ruvain is in the chelik of Ruvain, that's where he died. That's where Har Nevoi is. And then the pasuk says that he was buried in Don. And Nevoi, this we read the parentheses while we're at it, that Nevoi, Shasham Mesu, Gimel Neviim, three Neviim died. That's called Nevoi, also Neviim. Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam all died in that area. Ve'echa Moshe Kava, where's Moshe buried? The chelkes of God and the chelik of God. The chesiv says in the pasuk in Zayis Abracha, "Vayah reishis loy kisham chelk kisham." Let's read the pasuk inside. I don't think I know it by heart so good that it says, "Let me find this pasuk over here." Vayah reishis loy. Let me see. Vayah reishis loy kisham chelkas mechayik yisaf. From that's where the chelkas mechayik, which is much better, safa is buried. So it says in that pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu was buried in chelik of God. So not a chelik of Reuven. He died in Reuven and he got buried in chelik of God. What's going on over here? So the Gemara, this is what you're saying, we couldn't save not for the psukim. So kama hava, so mechelkas of Reuven ad chelkas of God, kama hava. From the chelik of Reuven to the chelik of God is how much? Arba milim, 4 mil. Who brought him from one place to another place? 4 mil. He was in the wings of the Shekhinah. And that's who brought him from one place to another place. And Malach Asharos was saying a hesped. That's what they said as a hesped. That he did its darkest sickness Hashem and Mishpat of Israel. Everything was perfect. All his dinim were perfect. Who's going to stand against the Rasham? Who's going to stand against the people who do Averis? Only Moshe Rabbeinu. Who knew how to make a pshara between two dinim? Who was a chacham who knew how to make work with the bali dinim as much as Moshe Rabbeinu? Rabbi Yechon Amar, ha-chachma in timtza. We're going to find chachma anymore. That was the hesped that the malachim said. Rabbi Nachman Amar, va-yomas shom Moshe. Ever Hashem, eretz moev api Hashem. That was the pasuk they were saying over. And the next mandi Amar, which is Samalian Omar, by Yomas Shom Moshe Safra Rabba the Yisrael. We call him the Safra Rabba the Yisrael. Who's Samalian? Shem Chochem. Taisa speaks out, Pirish Rechal, Ist Amri Malach, Vist Amri Shem Chochem. Maybe it was a Malach or Shem Chochem. He says there's a different thing they say. He says Safra Rabba the Yisrael. But Yeshayim Rim, and some say, Loi Meis Moshe. He never even died. Like Yaakovina Loi Meis, Moshe also didn't die. Ksiv Hachal, Yomas Shom, Lashon Shom. But Ksiv Hachal, Vahish Shom Im Hashem. which is when he went off for 40 days and 40 nights. Moshe Rabbeinu went up with Hashem. And he didn't die. This last Gemara here, this Xeris Shava, we learn out, Sham, we learn out Limud, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't die. Not only Yaakov Yiloi Meis, Moshe Rabbeinu Loi Meis either. But this is all, these psukim about the Hesped that were given, and a Moli, the Mikra Kosov, we wouldn't be able to say that he was carried by the Shechina from one place to another place.